Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are back on a thunderous Friday and a country music, hard country music Friday. You can get in if you want. Actually, you can get in right now, 654-7627. 654-7627. Hey, Ramona, she had the mailman, says he hasn't gotten over the autopsy of Jane Doe movie yet.
I believe
He said he still
can't
sleep.
This one's bad. It looks bad. I was watching the trailer.
He wrote, I still can't sleep from watching the autopsy of Jane Doe. You're going to love this one, Chad the Mailman. You trust me, you're going to love this one. Ramona, tonight, this is another reason to save it for Friday, because tonight would be a perfect night to watch this movie. You know, put it in around 11 o'clock at night. Thunder, lightning, total darkness. Keep the lights out. Enjoy. I'll tell you about it later today. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, Ramona, now the Twitter followers are turning into ruthless people, too. Because DC says, regarding that last caller, he says, not sure it was Kool-Aid that last guy was drinking.
Oh, he's calling him drunk?
It sounds that way, yeah.
I didn't realize the Twitter people were as bad as the texter people.
They are now. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Devin, I'll get to you in 1 second. All right, let me just wrap up or give you a synopsis of where we are. 14, we're going over my SEC power ratings for coaches. 14 is Sam Pittman, 13 is Derek Mason, 12 is Will Muschamp, 11 is Lane Kiffin, 10 is Eli Drinkwitz, and that brought us nine. And number nine, you know, Ramona, I actually think I'm doing this guy a favor at this point, but okay. I know that this fan base is going to feel that I'm slighting their guy terribly, even though he's a 500 coach and needed an onside kick to beat Indiana. Number nine is Jeremy Pruitt. And now, look, Tennessee fans, be grateful. Be grateful I'm putting your dude at nine, because he's 13-12. On the field, you show no sign of life. Again, you had to rally from 13 down to beat Indiana, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, again, I know you're recruiting. And, you know, you're going to have to watch the film. Their players are really better than the recruiting services say, you know, check their offers. And, you know, and of course, I don't care about their offers, nor do I care about the stars. All I care about is my own analysis in regard to them. And I haven't watched their film yet. But I don't think that the recruiting services have missed on every Tennessee player. You know, I mean, I think that's a little silly. But the Tennessee fans, Ramona, are to say they're excited. You know, it's like we're back in 1998 or something.
It's great.
It's not great, because the only issue is they haven't won anything.
Well, they have to be excited.
I mean,
that's great that they're excited. You want them to walk around all suicidal?
Yeah, exactly. Like they've been the last 20 years. I like them better when they're dormant. Because when they're dormant, look, here's the thing. It's the most illogical fan base out there. I mean, honestly, Tennessee fans just live in dreamland, and they have for since 1998. They've not been relevant since then in any sort of national championship discussion. Since 1998, and of course they're the luckiest national champion in history, because they never should have won that year. They're by far, as I've said many times, by far, you know, every champion, luck is of paramount importance to every champion. Nobody wins a national title or a Super Bowl without an element of luck. Nobody. There's an element of luck, and whether that be that you were healthy that year, whether it's a bounce of the football, but Tennessee had way more than their share and everybody else's share in 98-99. They were the luckiest NCAA champion in history. It's inarguable. Inarguable. You had the Clint Sterner fumble that gifted them the Arkansas game at the end of the year. You had Kansas State blowing a 15-point lead in the last 7 minutes of the Big 12 title game. You had UCLA blowing the lead, fighting Cade McNowns against Miami, and losing like 50 53-52 or something. And then after all that nonsense, by the way, Tennessee was lucky earlier in the year too against the likes of Syracuse. They were blessed with insanely good fortune all year. They were the beneficiary of the Clint Sterner fumble, which is the college version of the Joe Pisarcik miracle in the Meadowlands. It was covered by, recovered by Herm Edwards and brought back for a touchdown. They had all the luck from all of history combined into one year. And if that wasn't enough, that when they showed up to play the national championship against Florida State, the starting quarterback for Florida State was the Red Rooster, Marcus Oatson, who had never started a game at quarterback in his life. Bobby Bowden threatened to run Peter Warwick in a single wing. That was the biggest mistake he made, not carrying through with that threat. They would have won the game had they done that. Instead, they put scrub Marcus Oatson in at quarterback and gifted the national championship to Tennessee. Tennessee's far and away the luckiest national champion of all time, and they've done nothing since then. Nothing. You remember all those Tennessee fans who used to call Ramona Tennessee Chuck, Tennessee Dave, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Dolly Parton. You know, you remember all those Tennessee fans that used to call the show. None of them have called in like 10 years because they've been dormant. So this is the best they have to root for. They don't actually have games to root for. They don't have teams to root for. They have this mythical recruiting battle that they're waging against themselves. And by at the end of the process, they're going to be number 20 again, unless they take commits from 40 players, which they might do. You know, even though the rest of the world's taking 25, you know, they might do that. But the point is, their star value still isn't very good. They're like, what did I say, 14th in the nation per player, 14th. That's the reality of where they are. So at some point, reality will hit them again. And they'll be a 500 football team, and they might sneak into a bowl game and play Indiana again. And this time probably lose. Because they shouldn't have beat them last time. They were down 13 late. Needed an onside kick to beat them. And, you know, again, I don't care about your little recruiting. I really don't. And I just don't care about it. It matters not at all. It's nothing to do. Win some freaking football games. You know what? Win some football games. Win some games, go to a bowl that matters, and demonstrate that you're on the right track. The rest is just talk. This stuff about we're back. If Jared Guarantano is your quarterback and you're playing the schedule that I saw the other day, you would be lucky to win six games. You'd be lucky to go to a bowl game. So, you know, I guess Tennessee fans would rather celebrate the recruiting season than the real season because the real season, you know, they don't have much to root for.
Well, they gotta do something, Walt.
Win some games. Win some games. But look, so I'm doing Jeremy Pruitt a big favor, Tennessee fans a big favor, putting him 9. I'm putting him 9. I'm putting him 9 based on this little bit of potential that every Tennessee fan tells me that, you know, Phil Fulmer says they're back. They're back. First time Jared Guarantano throws a pick 6 in game 1, he can tell me they're back. Were they back when they lost to Georgia State at home? Were they back when they lost to BYU at home? Were they, by the way, they just basically gave that game away. Were they back when they lost to Georgia State at home, when they lost to BYU at home? Were they back when they rallied from 13 down to beat Indiana by virtue of an onside kick? Devin, how are you?
Hi, well, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Devin. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. So me and my dad were having an argument, and we decided you were the best way to settle it. So I just want to know, do you think LaDainian Tomlinson is in the top 10 greatest backs of all time? Not 3 or 5, you know, just top 10.
Let's see. Top 10 is truly lofty status because it includes Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Earl Campbell, Eric Dickerson, O.J. Simpson, some other guys from the way back. He is Emmett. He's right there. I'm going to say.
Thank you.
That's too funny. Thank you, Devin. Sorry, Dad.
No problem.
Thank you, Devin. That's too funny. Everybody hear that reaction?
Yeah, I heard looking, that.
There was, I think there was a wager there. They were looking for final
must
word. You know, again, it's really close. And I actually would want to do it out on paper before, but I'm being asked off the top of my head. You know, Eric Dickerson, I don't know if I, did I mention Dickerson? You know, and then some of the great backs of the past, Marion Motley. Marion Motley would absolutely be in my top 10. He's like right there. You know, it would be, you know, this goes to the Pro Football Focus thing the other day that they put up, the ridiculous thing they put up. And I said, look, just say Jim Brown, take your stupid graph down. And, you know, just off the top of my head, I'll leave somebody out here, but let's see. Let's just write this down. We've got Jimmy Brown. We've got Walter Payton. We have Barry Sanders. We have Marion Motley. We have Earl Campbell. We have O.J. Simpson. Gale Sayers. Now, these are all guys that I'd put before LaDainian Tomlinson. You know what, Ramona? If I write down a few more, if I write down a few more names, the winner of that bet may change. Stay tuned. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What do we want to do with Emmett? We also have Tony Dorsett, Eric Dickerson. The only problem I ever had with Eric Dickerson was the fumbles. This is why I don't, you know, this is what, these type of things, you have to consider all of history, and it's way too easy to leave people out. But, you know, and I always have this issue of what to do with Emmitt Smith, because I think Emmitt Smith was a great back, but I also think he was a product of all that talent around him. I wouldn't put Emmitt before any of these other guys. Like, again, Brown, Payton, Sanders, Marion Motley, Earl Campbell, O.J. Simpson, Gale Sayers. These are all guys I have before Emmitt Smith. Franco Harris. Jim Brown hated Franco Harris. I probably have to put Emmitt in here somewhere. Probably like 8, somewhere in that range. Eric Dickerson, despite the fumbles, he might make it. That would put me, by the way, Ramona, and again, just at a quick glance, that would put me at like 10 right there. That's 9.
That put you at 10?
Well, that's 9. The next guy would be 10. I think he makes it. Again, off the top of my head right now, just thinking about it for a few minutes, I think LaDainian Tomlinson makes it. He was truly great all-around guy.
Okay, so the other way around, Devin.
No, it stays the same.
Yes, no? Okay.
No, Devin still would win. Another guy was Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk was an incredible football player. You know, it just did everything. And he's a guy that is worthy of consideration here as well. And again, I'm sure that, you know, just thinking about it quickly, that there are some guys I'm leaving out. But my first thought in hearing the question is he's right about 10. You know, that's my first thought. You know, he's right about that Mendoza line. And, you know, and one side needs him to be 10 and the other side needs him to be 11. it's sort of funny, really. And for the moment, he's 10. Now, I may actually spend an hour on this weekend. If I do, I'll let you know officially on Monday. How about that? How about that's the unofficial answer? And I'll give you, you know what? Let's do that, Ramona. Remind me of that. Well, it won't be Monday. It'll be Wednesday. But that's the unofficial answer. I'll give you an official road rage answer on Wednesday. Let me tell you about Parham, Smith, and Archinold. Look, as Clemson grads and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham, Smith, and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm. And by the way, they can do virtual consultations now as well. And no cost unless there's a settlement or a verdict. Call my friends Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold. They're just tremendous. Call them today, 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold, 242-9008. Quick break. What coach did we leave off on, Ramona? We left off on Jeremy Pruitt, number 9. When we get back, I'll tell you who coach number 8 is in the Road Rage SEC Power Ratings.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial *47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
To help keep your home up and running, The Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit homedepot.com to search for savings on top brands like Samsung. With ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery, you'll get the appliances you need to keep your home running without even leaving home. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Continental U.S. only.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also new favorites like Aloha Nalan's Box, Five Guys Burger and Fries, Great Clips, Gypsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, and Mr. Knickerbocker. With stores for everyone and stocked with everything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. See, here's what I think happens, all right, on the question that Devin asked. I think you get down to that area right at 9, 10, 11, and I think those guys in that range are the guys I mentioned off the top of my head, because I've been thinking about it during the break and thinking about whether I left anybody out. And I think there's some guys in the past, like Joe Perry, guys of that ilk, that you would have to consider. And then what about Adrian Peterson? You know,
yeah.
Right around that eight, 9, 10, 11, 12 area, you have guys like Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson, Marcus Allen, Joe Perry, Lenny Moore, Tony Dorsett, Adrian Peterson. Now, look. Well, let me go back here for a second. I have Brown, Payton, Sanders, Motley, Campbell, Simpson, Sayers, Emmett Smith, and Eric Dickerson ahead of LaDainian Tomlinson. The question is, does an Adrian Peterson knock out LaDainian Tomlinson? I think he does. It's a tough call. It really is, because LaDainian Tomlinson is such a great all-around football player. But he's right in that mix. Neither father nor son are wrong, really. Because I could easily put him 10. Yeah. I could easily put him 11. You know, he's right there. You want to get in, 654-767. 654-767. All right, let's get back to the SEC, the road rage power rating of SEC football coaches. We left off at number 9 was Jeremy Pruitt, right?
Yes.
You know, I said that that their fan base for number 9 was not going to be happy with that position?
Yes.
Well, the fan base for 8 is going to like it even less. Are you there? Are you?
Yes,
are
you can't okay? hear me. I said yes. I'm right here. I promise you, I'm responding. Right. Everybody else can hear
me. Number 8 okay. on the list. And just as I said with Will Muschamp, it's the lowest I've had. Again, snapshot of the moment. People are not going to like this. They're not going to like this at all. I don't like it. I don't like to have to do it. Number 8 is Kirby Smart.
You had high hopes for him.
And still do. Again, like the Muschamp thing, except at a higher level, this is not a death sentence, all right? This does not mean that he is forever locked into a 8 or worse spot. It doesn't mean anything of the sort. It just means that in this snapshot of the moment, I'm down on him. And I'm down on him for a number of reasons. I'm down on him for failing to convert and win big games. I'm down on him for letting Justin Fields lead Ohio to the playoffs and leaving yourself without a quarterback answer and then having to go out and get Jamie Newman. And, you know, can he recruit? Yes. Here's the problem I have with them and Rachel and others. I know, you know a ton of Georgia fans. Listen, look, Do I think Kirby Smart's going to win a national title more at Georgia? I do. And when he does, I'm going to move him way up this list. Until he does, I'm going to leave him right where I have him. And the reason is because if I ask myself, really, how good a coach is this guy? What the hell's the answer? You know what I mean? What has he done this far other than he coaches Georgia?
I don't know what to say. It's just not up to your expectations.
Well, look, here's what I would say. You can hit the local dive at 2 a.m. in the morning closing time and pick the first guy who comes out of there, and you can make him the coach of Georgia, and he's going to win 9 games. What I'm saying is, look, almost anybody could coach Georgia. Almost anybody. I mean, it's hard not to win at Georgia. That's my biggest problem with Georgia. Georgia should be better than they've been. I mean, how has it been a million years since they won a national championship? How? And so my question is this. I mean, if my premise is true that anybody can win 9 games at Georgia, and it is, I mean, Jim Dunham did it. So you know it's true. Anybody can win 9 games at Georgia. Or in the expanded schedule era, 12 games, anybody can win 10 games at Georgia. Can you win the games that matter? Can you coach well enough in the games that matter? Do I think Kirby Smart has certain acumen from a defensive coaching standpoint? Yes. Is he smarter? Is he a better coach than the 7 guys that I'm going to put in front of him? Or is it just that he coaches at Georgia? Look, I think we're going to go a long way towards finding out that answer this year in terms of what Georgia does, what they turn into, what they act like they want to be when they grow up. Have they made a decision? They have no offensive identity whatsoever. You know, I told you not to hire the last schmuck. You didn't listen. I argued with Georgia people. I argued with Georgia idiots on message boards or on my Twitter feed or wherever. I tried to explain to them what a dope they had hired. And they're like, oh, no, you know, he coached with less talent at Miami, right, in a division that had that had less talent than he did, and he still sucked. And now eventually they found that out. So now they've gone in a new direction. But what is the direction? Do they have any idea? I mean, are they going to go Air Kirby? Are they going to go and try and replicate LSU? Are they going to be able to do it in a strange time frame where you don't have spring football? I don't know. So what's happened here is, for the purposes of this list, I have penalized Kirby Smart for being dumb. I have penalized Kirby Smart for letting Justin Fields walk out the door. You Georgia fans can sing me any songs you want. Tell me about how terrible a guy Fields was, and you know, because you heard it from a friend of the janitor who works in the building. You can save all that crap. There's not been a whisper of that at Ohio State. Guy threw 40 touchdown passes versus 1 interception in the regular season. Yeah, meanwhile, your guy was just handing the ball to other people and just sucking all year. Failing to know how to use a guy, is demonstrable proof that you don't know what you're doing. And again, the standard line, Ramona, from all of the Georgia mouthpieces was they didn't believe that Justin Fields could play, that there was no way he was ever going to beat out Jake Fromm, blah, blah, blah. Jake Fromm was just better. That's why Jake Fromm is playing. There's no way, you know, he can't throw. Justin Fields can't throw. That's what all these people said. And I just kept saying, you're just wrong. You don't know right. What talent looks like. You don't have a frigging clue. You don't have a frigging clue that the kid is going to be sensational and you blew it. Okay? I'm sorry. That's on you. That's on you. If I'm sitting here in Clemson, South Carolina, and I know that you've got a kid on your roster who's going to be a superstar and that the other one would not be anything better than a fourth-round draft pick, which I said all along, how do you not know that when you're coaching Georgia? So for the fails, for the choke jobs against Alabama, for the letting Justin Fields walk out your door and electing to keep Jake Fromm, for not having any offensive identity, for making bonehead hires, for trying to live in the past, for not knowing what you are or what you want to be, you're eight. You're eight. Because quite honestly, there are other people who, had you put them at Georgia, would have already established better results. There just are. There just are. And again, do I still think this guy can find it? Do I still think this guy can win a national championship more at Georgia? I do. I also think there are shingle schools where anybody should win. It doesn't mean they do. Again, all these great schools have had lots of tomato cans. I'm not talking about when you made hideous choices. I'm not talking about when you're in Alabama and you hire a loser like Mike Shula or Mike Price or Mike DeBose or Dennis Francione. I'm not talking about when you hire just flat-out losers. I'm talking about when you hire decent people, anybody can win at most of these schools, at these shingle schools. Anybody can win 9 games at Georgia. Any freaking buddy. I have 2 different male women. Either one of them can win 9 games if you made them the coach of Georgia. You know, I mean, it's a given you're Georgia. What I'm trying to tell you is you have the right to expect better. You have the right to expect your head coach to be able to identify talent and to play to it. To say, oh, yeah. Yeah, this Fields guy is much better than Fromm. But that's not what all those idiot mouthpieces for Georgia were saying. No. Every single stinking one of them who covers Georgia was telling you that Jake Fromm was better than Justin Fields and that Fields was never going to play at Georgia because he was behind Jake Fromm. Laughable. Utterly laughable. I told you from day one, Fromm was no better than a fourth-round draft pick. Turned out he was a fifth-round draft pick. We had idiots declaring him the number one pick in the draft. I'm sorry. Georgia should be better than this. That's the problem. And Kirby Smart needs to look in a mirror and fix it. He needs to be better than he's been. He needs to stop choking like a dog every time he plays Alabama. He needs to finish games. He needs to play as aggressively in the fourth quarter as he does in the first. And you need to be able to identify your talent and play to it. But above all, as a defensive guy, you've got to put some trust and confidence in an offensive decision maker and let them do their thing and decide what you want to be. You can't be multiple things unless you're Memphis, in which case you should have hired Mike Norvell. Kirby Smart, number 8 on the road rage list of the power rating of the SEC coaches. You can get in on any of this if you want. You Georgia people want to tell me the error of my ways and explain it to me. You are welcome to try and do so. I encourage you. I beg you. I plead with you to try and do so. Because, again, fundamentally, I still believe in the long-term ability of Kirby Smart. But I also believe that any tomato can coach at Georgia and do what Kirby Smart's done thus far. He's got to be better than he's been. In every area, got to be better than he's been. Because it's, you know what? again, you want to be a pro-style team. If that's what you wanted to be, you should have been that. You didn't commit to that. You ran some half-A offense and didn't know what you wanted to be. Didn't put a fullback on the field, didn't run toss sweep, didn't commit to being a pro-style attack. Okay, you can't be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You have to have some identity. Georgia's biggest issue right now as a football program is they have zero offensive identity. You know what their second biggest issue is? They burn through more offensive linemen than any other school in the country. They are loaded on paper year after year after year with four-star, five-star, five-star after five-star offensive linemen, and they never block anybody. I just don't get it. I don't get how you can have this many NFL offensive linemen and yet collegially you don't look like you can block anybody. I mean, with that line Georgia had last year, they should have led the nation in rushing. They should have rushed for 400 yards a game. Instead, what were they, like 30th? How do you have those offensive linemen and those running backs and be the 30th best rushing team in the country? That's just off the top of my head, a guess. We'll try and check that during the break.
The drive-thru's open, because no matter what's going on in the world, we all gotta eat. Feed the whole family with the big Bo Box for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
Gear up for summer with a brand new set of Yokohama tires from Pendleton Tire Company. May 15th through July 5th, buy four select Yokohama tires like the high-performance Advan Apex or the Geolander X-AT and get a Visa prepaid card or a Visa virtual account up to $70. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or go online at PendletonTire.com. Yokohama prepaid card and Visa virtual account issued by MetaBank, member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. No cash access or recurring payments. Terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
For the past 2 months, our homes have been, well, lived in more than ever before. Kitchens have become science labs, sofas have become jungle gyms, and carpet has become the official canvas of the quarantine. Restore your home to its original glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule for your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at EdwardsAutoSales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hello, Aurora listeners. This is Brian Taylor of the Brian Taylor Allstate Agency. When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. I know the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood. By choosing a local Allstate agent, you get an expert who knows the community and is committed to getting to know you, which means I can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? So contact me today, Brian Taylor, here in the upstate of South Carolina, for a free quote. So call me at 864-224-1617. That's 864-224-1617. Thank you.
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Looking to purchase or refinance your home? Look no further. First Home Equity Loans in Greenville is veteran-owned and locally operated, in business for 23 years. Named best mortgage company in the upstate, offering free mortgage analysis to customize loans to each individual, competitive rates, and first-class service. Call First Home Equity Loans today at 864-438-4550. That's 864-438-4550. Or visit them online at mortgageloan.com.
All sports, all the time. From the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Walter to the Red Range, you know, I had some people on the text line throwing out other names. They want to displace LT. Marshall Faulk, who we mentioned. Marcus Allen, who we mentioned. Adrian Peterson got a few mentions. Georgia Tech Mike's giving me Jim Thorpe and Red Grange. Yeah, Jim Thorpe for all he did collegiately. And Red Grange, again, a better college player than a pro. So if we're talking college, yes. Texas gave up the fewest sacks, Georgia, despite a crappy quarterback. That's the word I can use. Texas said, holy cow, tuned in, thought you were talking national coaches. Come to find out, this is just the SEC regarding Kirby Smart. You know, in other words, he tuned in and think I'm listing Kirby Smart as the eighth coach in the nation. No, I'm listing him as the eighth coach of the SEC. He says, but everything you said about Smart's 100% right. Dr. Mark says, I call him Kirby Stupid, laugh out loud. I think there's something to that right now. And again, what it comes down to is Kirby, look, I've said this many times. Kirby and Will Muschamp are very similar guys. Very similar guys. And neither one of them yet has figured out offense. What they do is they coach defense, and they're proven quality defensive coordinators, but neither one of them is a proven quality head coach yet. And as a proven quality head coach, you have to make better decisions. You have to know what talent looks like. You can't be giving away a quarterback who's going to wind up a top five pick in the NFL draft. You can't be giving him away. Because every bozo who covers your team is in love with Jake Fromm. You've got to be smarter than that. You've got to be able to look at it and say, oh, look, one guy not very good, and the other guy has all sorts of talent. It's my job to get him on the field and put him in position to win. It's my job to modify the offense to play to his strengths. To this point, Kirby Smart has demonstrated he has zero idea what he wants to be offensively. And this bringing in of Monken and the bringing in of Newman, and again, I'm assuming the selling of a bill of goods to Newman to bring him there, this is further proof that they still don't know who or what they are. That's why I've said Georgia's the most interesting team for the college football season, because we have no idea. We have no idea. But for the time being, snapshot of the moment, I'm sorry. I just think there are other coaches who could have done more with what Georgia's talent level is. Carolina girl said, so is the Jeremy Pruitt at nine just showing pity? No. It's showing that he does appear to have assembled a dynamic recruiting staff without regard for what this particular class looks like, because I don't think this class is as good as Tennessee people think it is. But he's still going to have to prove something on the field of play. He's still going to have to win some football games, and we'll see whether he can do that. Let me tell you about the health there. Look, Preventative health care is the most effective response to this pandemic. Doctors are confused. Lots of conflicting information about COVID-19. But what we do know is cellular health technologies of the health care can help you build immunity and reverse high-risk symptoms of hypertension, diabetes, and sleep apnea. Right now, they're doing a buy one program, get one free. You just tell them I sent you to take advantage of it. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Take the dare. Get in the game. Go with the family member. Go with a friend. Take the dare. Call the number 1-877-I-DARE-ME. All right. Let's get back to it, Ramona. Let's get back to it. You want to get in on the phone lines now. Actually, this would be a good time. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'll get to you. Texter 706, who's a Georgia fan, says, last year they didn't have a passing attack because they were lacking talent and six of their wide receivers were injured. At least four of those started games. Before Kirby arrived, the Georgia offensive line, mostly three-star players. No, that's not true. Look, that last part's not true. Phil Steele has ranked Georgia offensive line number one in the nation year after year after year for, like, as long as they've been sucking oxygen. They just never play that way. They never play up to that ability. I mean, look, I'm sorry. You had Solomon Kinley at offensive guard. You had a talented center. You had all these five stars coming out of the woodwork, these Cade May types. Andrew Thomas was the first offensive lineman taken in the draft. He went fourth. 29 was your other offensive tackle, Isaiah Wynn. Your two offensive tackles were both drafted in round one, and they're the size of condominiums. And yet, you know, Ramona, when we went to break, I said I was going to look it up because I said I don't think Georgia was better than, like, 30th in rushing. I gave you too much credit. They were 41st. I mean, you were behind Kent State. Kent State, the Golden Flashes. You were behind North Carolina, Marshall, Coastal Carolina, Charlotte, Western Michigan, the University of Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, Ball State, Ohio U. You were 41st. I'm sorry. I've got DeAndre Swift, a stable of running backs, in offensive line, it's all getting drafted in the first round, and I'm 41st in the nation in rushing? You rush for 185 yards a game? That sucks. And do you know why? Because I do. Why is because you don't know who or what you are. Look, I don't care what you are. I don't. All I'm telling you is to choose something and be it. Choose something and be good at what you do. Choose something and commit to it. Have some conviction. Make a choice and stick to it and live to it. You said you wanted to be pro style, then be it. Put a friggin' fullback on the field and run the ball. Put a fullback on the field, two tight ends. Make other people pay for putting small guys on the field. In a world that's changing to a big nickel defense, which means you're putting three safeties on the field, make them pay. Did you see what Tennessee did in the playoffs in pro football with Derrick Henry? It's not that Derrick Henry's Jim Brown. It's that everybody else in the NFL is playing munchkins on defense. So Tennessee said, okay, we'll do it differently. Right, munchkins. So Tennessee said, okay, we'll do it differently. We'll run you over. You know what? If that's what you want to be, then be it. But commit to it and run the ball. Problem is, you have no idea who you are or what you want to be. And now it looks like you're morphing into something else. Okay, you know what? If you want to be LSU, then here's the thing. Go be LSU. This is all I'm asking you to do. Pick something and do it. Because your problem is you have no identity. There's nobody who can watch Georgia football and say, oh, yeah, I see what they're trying to do. No. 41st in the nation in rushing. You got all NFL offensive linemen. You got all NFL running backs, and you're 41st in the nation in rushing. Let me get Mike and Anderson in here. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to chime in on this Georgia thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Chime in on this Georgia thing, and you're talking about some stuff that I have a few friends that are Georgia fans, and I ask them this all the time. They take shots at the Tigers. The reason they win so many national championships now is the SEC, of course, is such a gauntlet, and they always play an SEC team for the national championship. Well, by the time the SEC team gets to the national championship, of course, they're gutted. They don't even have any energy left. But you're talking about the way Georgia does. They don't know who they are. They don't have an identity. And I certainly agree with you. But you were talking about coaches at Georgia and Kirby Smart. If you go back to 1980, and I don't think they won one before then, not one that counts, Georgia has won one national championship in 40 seasons of football. That was one of the better teams I'd ever seen back in 80. Kelly Gramlich was talking on her show. It was back right after football season was over. Some Georgia fan complained about, well, somebody complained about Fromm, and the next caller was, well, he doesn't have anybody to throw to. But Kelly Gramlich looked up the star rankings and talked about, you'd be surprised how many 4- and 5-star wide receivers they had, but they never seemed to develop the wide receivers. If you don't know who you want to be, and you got these great offensive linemen, you got all of these great running backs, and you don't know what you want to be, is that not some indicator that you're not very good at what you're doing? Am I missing something there?
Well, see, here's my problem, Mike. I think they have the capacity, the talent to be anything they want to be. What I'm saying is,
okay,
you got to choose something. You have to have some conviction. You have to have a plan. You have to have some idea. You know, again, if I had been coaching Georgia, the first thing I would have seen was my most talented offensive player is Justin Fields. So we appreciate you, Jake Fromm. You're the number two. I'm using Justin Fields. I'm going to zone read. I'm going to spread people out. I'm going to use Fields and DeAndre Swift together, and I'm going to play with that offensive line, and I'm going to make my football team better. Georgia just doesn't know. They dip their toes in one thing, in the water of pro style. They say they want to be pro style. That's a recent tradition. But again, if that's what you want it to be, then that's what you have to be. You have to run more 12 personnel. You have to put a fullback on the field. You have to put multiple tight ends on the field in 12 personnel. You have to do these things. You have to run toss sweep. You have to run people to death. You have to make them pay, like Tennessee did to the rest of the National Football League in the playoffs. But Georgia has a wealth of talent. They just have to decide what they want to be. Now, they did have a lot of injuries at receiver, but this Pickens kid that they have at receiver, this kid's A.J. Green. He's A.J. Green. Give him the ball. So I'm okay. If Georgia wants to huddle up, Mike, and say, you know what? We saw what LSU did. We've taken a beating with teams that can spread us out, you know, Oklahoma, all these other teams that torched them, Ohio State, when they played Kirby Smart, when Kirby was a DC at Bama and put up 700 yards on them, whatever they put up, you know, the Manziel thing. You know, if you want to say now, you know what, we can't beat them, let's join them, then do it. But don't keep one toe in the pro style water. Commit to doing it and go and do it. Because again, this is their biggest problem. It's a lack of commitment to be one thing on offense. And, until they decide what they want to be, they can have all the talent in the world. They're just burning through it. And as far as Clemson and Georgia, I'm sorry, Georgia fans have nothing to talk about because Georgia wants no part of Clemson these days. No part, because they don't have the offensive firepower to hang with Clemson in any way, shape, or form. They don't have the offensive coaching or the direction to play with Clemson.
Oh, I'm with you. And all of those points that you just pointed out, and I agree with you. Final question, and I'll hang up and listen. Again, if you go back to 1980, they have one national championship. I thought Mark Richt was a good coach, not a great coach. You've mentioned several times that Georgia's.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. I'll let you ask your question on the other side. I got to take a break. Hold on. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again.